Stephen Middleton has a number of titles, depending on the context. He's an instructor of mass communication at Morehead State University, a Kentucky Colonel, and a member of the old-time string band, the New Beckham County Ramblers. He has also produced a number of documentaries through the years under the handle State-Run Media Productions.
I like to find topics in our state or the South or Appalachia that are sort of things people either forgot about, didn't know about, or sort of just lost to history. And so the majority of my products are themed that way, whether it's about Kentucky roadside attractions or the removal of the Indian Head Rock from the Ohio River, or just various histories of places that people didn't even know existed.
Middleton has covered a wide array of topics through the years. He just wrapped up his 14th production recently called A History of Sweetness, 100 Years of Ruth Hunt Candy. Middleton says there were a number of things that led him to pursue the project about the Mount Sterling-based company.
Started and founded by a female. A female-owned business 100 years ago was very rare, almost unheard of even. And so that's very interesting. It's only had 100 years, only had three owners. Ruth Hunt, then her daughter, Emily Peck, and then Larry Kiesel now, and Toby Moore. But I found that fascinating. And then the whole histories of how you got chocolate here and how you manufactured chocolate. Really interesting stuff.
For transparency purposes, Ruth Hunt Candies is an underwriting partner with WMKY. But Middleton says picking subject matter this time around wasn't as easy as it had been in years past. The COVID-19 pandemic created a hurdle in all aspects of his life, including his documentary production. In the search for a subject, Middleton found many people were wary of meeting in person, and to him, doing interviews over Zoom or Microsoft Teams wasn't going to cut it.
People were nervous to be interviewed, and I'm such a, I like to use my camera, my gear, you know, I've invested so much in my gear over the years that I didn't want to interview someone virtually. I wanted to be there and record it myself, and then being such an audio and video geek, I just didn't like the way the quality looked and sounded.
And once he did decide to move forward with the Ruth Hunt film, Middleton says there were still the standard issues he ran into with his previous work. He says a big part of the job becomes separating the folklore from the facts.
Anytime you're dealing with topics that are sort of rooted in rural communities and have not been historically documented all that well, everyone's got a perspective and a story. You know, you don't take that story and discredit it. I mean, you take little bits and pieces from it and data mine and sort of run with it and do your own research and find the real story.
A History of Sweetness, 100 Years of Ruth Hunt Candy will premiere on KET next month. It will also be available to view on the KET and PBS streaming services as well as Hulu. And looking forward, Middleton says documentary number 15 likely isn't too far off.
I really want to produce something this summer, and I don't have anything in mind. I have a few dream projects in mind. It's probably going to be something historical again because that doesn't require me so much to be around large groups of people and interview people.
For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd.